Righty. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Here. Right now we have Linda Berg on. If I am not mistaken, I think that's Rebecca Lawler, yes?
Yes.
I think we have Connie on, and we're waiting for Becky. As you all know, Becky had a double mastectomy, and she's been having some issues, really bad issues, but I know that she's coming on, so hold on. Here she is. Okay. Is that you, Becky, at 406?
That's 406. Me.
Okay. So
that's Becky.
So we have Linda, we have Rebecca Lawler, we have Connie Salome, and we have Becky. And
wonderful.
God keeps telling me to play this song, and I wasn't going to play a song, but I think as we start this, if you know anything about Jeremiah, let me back up. When I asked God, what do you want me to talk about this for our 10 minutes on Sunday mornings, because we're all going through so much, and God said, find the book in the Bible that has 52 weeks. And so I looked it up, and it was the book of Jeremiah. And there are some really good scriptures that I love about Jeremiah, but I really didn't know about him. And what I think, I know, Rebecca, you know more about Jeremiah than I do. And I think we have Tamara Savino as well on. Tamara, is that you?
Hello. Yes. Gosh. Hello. Great morning.
Okay.
Great morning, everyone.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, Lord, I'm just so happy right now. So let me just back up. We have Linda. We have Rebecca Lawler. We have Connie Salome. We have Becky Christensen Mapson, and we have Tamara Savino. And so quickly, if you know about Jeremiah, and look, we have a pastor's daughter on, and anyway, so we're going to go into the book of Jeremiah, just read one chapter a week, just so we can meet every Sunday for 52 weeks. And, you know, I'm really simple, and God had to give me the book of Jeremiah, and I think it's because we're all going through so much, especially Nova with her husband going through ALS and us walking her through that and her being sick right now. Also, my dad has another UTI, and I pray that he doesn't go back to the emergency room right now. So anyway, God keeps telling me to open us up with this song. And so I'm just going to play it real quick. And then Tamara Savino, I want you to open us up in prayer, okay, as this song stops, okay? So here we go.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me work upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, and oceans deep, my faith will stay.
Your ways abounding.
Where peace may go.
Tamara, please open us up in prayer.
Absolutely. Dear Father, we just praise you this morning that you got us up. We got up and we're getting going. God, we just pray for the weary, those who are groaning and crying in the night, who soak their pillow with tears. And we just ask you, Lord, that we ask Satan to depart from us and all of the workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of our weeping and our cries. I also want to reference Psalm 6:6 through 8. And also I wanted to share in our prayer this morning that even before we are totally awake, Satan is bidding to deceive us and is already planting defeat through our minds, and he wants to be take us to a hopeless place, a faithless place, and negativity. He definitely doesn't want us to be positive when we awaken, and he wants us to have bad attitudes and to be selfish and self-centered, full of hatred, bitterness, sadness, resentment, doubt, disbelief, and fear. That God, through Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed from all of those negative patterns and thoughts. And we resist the devil and trust God's power in order to live victoriously today and every day. And, Lord, we just pray that we keep in touch with you, with our God Almighty. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man or woman who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God be habitually meditated upon. May we ponder and study by day and night. And we want to reference, Lord, Psalms 1:1-2. Let's keep in touch with God today and every day. Stay tuned to his voice. Stay plugged in. Get up and get going. And may you have a plan for each day, but God's plan be revealed in everything you do. May he lead you in a totally great direction, and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Be brave enough to flow with what you feel in your heart God wants and is telling you to do, despite whatever you may hear from others. Always listen to his voice, the voice of the Almighty God, the King. And today is going to be a beautiful, great day, great day. Listen for the voice of God to lead you and be determined to walk in the Spirit of God and stay in his flow and leading today, tomorrow, and every day. Amen.
Amen. And I also want to say, again, ladies, I'm overwhelmed and I'm blessed, and we're all here for a purpose. And Aunt Vicki has joined us. So again, we have Linda, we have Rebecca Lawler, we have Connie Salley, we have Becky Christensen-Mapston, we have Tamara Savino, and we have Aunt Vicki with us. And ladies, I hope you are all doing well. And today we're going to listen to the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And every day or every week we're going to listen to one chapter in the book. And so here we go.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah the son of Josiah, king of Judah, to the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I don't know how to speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said to me, Don't say I am a child, for to whoever I send you, you shall go, and whatever I shall command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid because of them. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Behold, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, and to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I watch over my word to perform it. The word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, What do you see? I said, I see a boiling cauldron, and the face of it is from the north. Then the Lord said to me, Out of the north evil shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls of it round about, and against all the cities of Judah. I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, and that they have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. You therefore gird up your loins and arise, and speak to them all that I command you. Don't be dismayed at them, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes of it, against the priests of it, and against the people of the land. They shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you.
Now, ladies, you all know each other. Some of you know each other more than others. Some of us, we haven't talked in a while. But I know that the Lord has brought us all together on this day for a big reason. And I know that these scriptures have talked to you all in your own walk. And this is so clear because all of us are in the middle of something. And Jeremiah is huge. So real quick, I'm going to ask Becky, what did you take from the first book or the first chapter of Jeremiah?
Well, there was a lot packed in there, so I could, you know, I kind of went in different directions because, you know, I think about what's happening in Israel right now, and but I keep hearing King of Judah, King of Judah. When I hear Judah, I think of a lion, and I think, and I heard him say, you know, again, part of my favorite scripture, which is, "Do not be afraid, for I'll be with you wherever you go." And that we can trust by the Holy Spirit that what He wants us to say and when He wants us to say it, He provides the words and the way and the message and the path. So, just to trust and be bold.
Amen. Aunt Vicki, what did you take from what you heard?
Well, Becky just pretty much just spoke it all just a moment ago. It is about trust. And yes, all of us are walking through different parts of our life that offer challenges up, you know, be it illness, be it financial. There is just so many different aspects of it. But again, it comes back to the lion and trust, because He will not leave us. He will provide.
Amen. And Linda, this is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And so in the context of that crown on your head, what did you take from what you heard from this first chapter of Jeremiah?
Wow. Obviously, Becky and Aunt Vicki summed it up really, really well, but also that, you know, He knew us before we were born. So I think we're all born with a purpose. And so that's my thing, I think, is the purpose. I think
that's a good one. I like that part because I forgot about that part at the very beginning that He said about, you know, being created in our womb, in the womb.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's why I'm here is, you know, for the trafficking thing, fighting trafficking.
You know, that is so true because, again, all those human trafficking victims, survivors, need to really understand that in order to really grasp the glory of God within them. And so thank God you do what you do. And Rebecca, thank you for joining us this morning. how did you take the first book of chapter of Jeremiah?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Of course, what everyone said is so true about the purpose and all that, but I also think what really touched my heart was that he knew us and formed us before, and then I think also that he sanctified us by the Holy Spirit. I think it really talks about that, about how we're created new, and I think it's Jeremiah's about forgiveness and about God having a plan for us and just allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. I think that's how it touched me, to just listen to that, accepting the Holy Spirit, that we know he's in our hearts, that he's in our life no matter what, no matter how hard it gets, that God is there and that he will never leave or forsake us.
Amen. Amen. Tamara Savino, tell me, how did Jeremiah touch you today?
Well, what I was feeling, and I like to go with what I feel Holy Spirit is placing in my feelings when I'm hearing something like this. God tells us how he's numbered every hair on our head. He's numbered us. He knit us together in our mother's womb. He predestined for us to be who we are and who we are becoming. And that's what I was feeling, was that, he's got our number, so to speak. I like to think of it in a kind of modern way too, that our days are numbered, and we must look and trust to our Heavenly Father for every good and perfect thing that comes from him. And just to keep him first, he's the first number. He's the number one, numero uno, in our life. And that's what I was feeling when I was hearing this. I just kept feeling the Lord saying, I'm your number one. And he is our number one.
Amen. Amen. And Connie, how did you take Jeremiah, especially when you've been walking through so much as far as this court case?
Well, I was thinking about so many things, but one of the major things, and it was how I went through the court case, is even though slings and arrows and armies are coming at you, God is so much stronger. It may take, you may think, why is it taking so long? But eventually you win out with God's help and his armies. And the fact that God knows us in our mother's womb and who we are and who we're going to be is just, great to hear that he, even when we're not quite a baby yet, even he knows who we are. So that's awesome. But when I was in that courtroom, I asked for battalions of angels to come to protect me against all the lies that were being slung. And the truth won out.
Amen.
In general, one point they didn't get, but we're going to work on that. But the important things, God let the jury see.
Amen. Amen.
That
and
was
Becky,
doing that, fighting the, fighting the demons.
Amen. Amen. Becky, real quick, give us an update on how you're doing. You're still in the hospital. You're waiting to be discharged after how many days you've been there?
Oh, I came in Thursday about noon for surgery, and I've been here since. And I'm just waiting and waiting. They're just waiting for the cultures to come back. And they don't have a lab. They said that usually stuff like this should come back within a day or two, but they don't have that type of lab in this facility, so they have to send everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they also did like a MRSA swab, and they just are trying to, it's ruling everything out so they can get me down to one antibiotic that I have to be on home care for.
Mm-hmm.
But everything looks good. Chest looks good. All the infection looks like it's gone out of my right side now. So that's awesome.
Good.
And I feel good. So I'm just waiting. We're just patiently waiting.
Amen. Amen. Ladies, real quick, I wanted to just share, again, we're going to do the 52 weeks and about Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, who was Jeremiah in the Bible? He had pronounced God's judgment upon the people because of their wickedness. And then what was the purpose of Jeremiah? To proclaim Jerusalem's coming destruction by invaders from the north. Becky, I think you were right when you were talking about what's going on in Israel today. And then on a personal note, you know, why didn't God keep Jeremiah? He was not married. And I ask myself that all the time. And as I sit here in the 16th week today dealing with my father, he wasn't married because God knew of the calamities and the distresses which were coming upon the nation. And voila, that's why Jeremiah wasn't married, and neither am I, because we all have something that we're called upon to do. And so, ladies, I just want to thank you for joining us. We've gone past our time. Rebecca, would you like to close us out in prayer? I would like to keep Becky highlighted, my father highlighted,
absolutely.
And Vicki highlighted, because Aunt Vicki is walking through some stuff as well. Of course, Linda with her cancer, things that she's going through. Of course, Connie's still walking through her battles. Tamara, your heart is just so wonderful. So pray for Tamara, but of course, pray for my father and for my strength. It's just exhausting. But we don't know what you've been going through, but pray for you too, my beautiful friend. And thank you for joining us this morning. And as soon as you close us out in prayer, I didn't miss anybody, right? I think I got everybody. Nova is one of our ladies whose husband is walking through ALS, and she is very sick. So just all these names, God knows the names. He knows what we need. And if you would close us out in prayer, and then I'll end with a beautiful song.
Okay, that's great. Well, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. Lord, I just bring right now Becky before you. Just be with her, Lord, and please heal her body and any infection that is there, Lord. Just cast it out. Protect her with your love and the Holy Spirit, and give her the strength and the courage to keep moving forward. And just allow her to recognize how special she is to each and every one of us and how much we love her. Pray for Linda and all the things that she is going through, this trial and what she's dealing with, for Tamara, and keep her heart strong and her soul, allow it to just keep moving forward. Pray for Maria, Lord, that you just give her strength in this time that she's going through so much with her father. She's always so dedicated and is able just to be such an inspiration to all of us. And we thank you so much for her strength that she shares and the love that she so abundantly gives all of us. We pray for her dad that you just be with him and heal him and just allow him to, we give him to you for your will with all that he is enduring at this moment. And we pray for, I think you talked about the gentleman with ALS, Lord, and we just pray that you just cover him with your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for all that you're doing in each of our lives. We thank you for Jeremiah. He was the weeping prophet, and he had such a love for you, Lord, and that he really wanted to be able to share what you had shared with him and his vision, your vision for your people. Lord, we just pray that we're able to rely on you in our times of need and that we're able to do your will. We pray for what's happening in Israel right now, God, that you just please be with everyone and continue to give us the strength of the Holy Spirit that we can go forward and know that you love us and that you have a plan for each and every one of us. Lord, allow us to recognize that plan and to share you with this world that we live in. In your precious name, we thank you for today and for all that you do. Amen.
I speak the name of Jesus. 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, if circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name.
Media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.